people turning into primal, instinctual animals. If they can't feed their family and their children, what do you think they're going to do? This is not just a United States issue. The United States is the hub, but the blast radius of it, of when this thing happens, is going to engulf the entire world.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm joined today by one of my favorite guests, someone who whose work I follow and who I see as a real genuine human being, a man with a huge heart. And I really encourage you to follow his work and learn from what he's sharing. Whether you agree with him or not, he is a good faith human being working to help humanity. And it's Mr. Gregory Mannarino from TradersChoice.net. Welcome, Gregory Mannarino. It's just an honor to have you on the show today.
The honor is all mine, and I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you coming and taking time out of your busy day. You do so many updates. You know, a lot of people count on you to kind of interpret what's happening. So let's just start from the top there. If you don't mind, let's talk about current events right now, you know, the financial implications of the war, et cetera. And I'm sorry if you're repeating things you've said in your own broadcast, but what kind of picture would you paint for us right now?
Well, I think people are living it. There's no reason to even paint the picture. People are seeing it. People are feeling it. People really know in their hearts what's happening. And I would believe, well, I think people that follow our work probably know the core of why we are seeing what we are seeing. But the bottom line is, yeah, man, people are being squeezed from every freaking angle. It's not going to stop until people say enough. The same mechanism that is pushing the stock market to record high, record high, record high is destroying the middle class from within. Our nation is being destroyed from within, and that's it, man. And it's not going to stop. The currency devaluation, the artificially suppressed rates, vast debt expansion, the war as a mechanism to pull dollars into the now, no other endeavor on earth creates a greater need to borrow dollars. The war is never about what they sell it as. There's always something else going on here. We are in a multiple crisis environment. And number one, what's our biggest issue right now? With liquidity. The system's drying up. Without another mechanism to pull more borrowed dollars into the now, well, we're going to end up in a Mad Max scenario. What we're going to do is end up in a worse than a Mad Max scenario as they continue to inflate the system into oblivion. What's fostering the greatest wealth transfer effect the world has ever seen, currency devaluation. Who benefits from that? Why do we need a weaker dollar? Why do we need lower rates? We, the people, don't need that. Sure, it sure as hell helps the 1 and 2 percenters here via the Cantillon effect. I don't know if you people are familiar with that, but we can talk about it. Basically, what it comes down to is when new money is created and put into the system, it doesn't affect everyone the same way. Those closest to the money, the entrepreneur class, the elite class, they get the cash first before it's devalued and trickles down to the regular guy or girl on the street. By that time, it's been sucked dry of purchasing power.
Right.
So when you hear we need a weaker dollar from a politician, a banker, or anywhere else, or we need lower rates, realize they're not talking to us. They're talking to the 1 and 2 percenters who benefit from that. In the stock market, who owns 90%+ of that? Well, it's the 1 and 2 percenters as well. So the mechanism here of artificially suppressed rates, what does it do? I urge people to do their own homework here, man, because it's just too stupid. It's too easy. Low rate sounds good on paper, but if people just take a nanosecond to see if I'm right here and open up a new page, however they're listening to this, in the time of prosperity, it's not a time when rates are artificially suppressed and the currency is being sucked dry of purchasing power. It's the polar opposite, when rates are much, much higher and the currency is stronger. So when you hear a politician or a banker say, you know, we need this, we need that, that's not for you and me. That's for the elite class. That's the 1 and 2% class. For the rest of us here, all it does is create the greatest wealth transfer the world has ever seen. Now, the mechanism of currency devaluation, here, let's talk about all this stuff. It's too easy to understand. When the dollar buys less, it costs more dollars to buy anything, even shares of stock. And I know that's obviously stock market positive. Artificially suppressed rates creates an environment where cash must make its way to seek yield. That would be into a highly over-leveraged stock market that exists in la-la land, and it's nothing but a paper nightmare situation being built on the back of a monstrous debt bubble And everything prices off of what's happening in the debt market. Why do people think that the Fed's been in here buying everything here and the Fed Treasury complex has not been put together so they can be the lenders and buyers of last resort, buying it all here, keeping rates artificially suppressed so cash can make its way into risk assets, benefiting who? Of course, the 1 and 2 percenters will be out the door before everybody else is, and everyone's going to get wiped out eventually. But until that time, you know, we just do our thing. What's the solution here? It's very, very simple. First of all, we got to say enough. We need to fix the system from the bottom up, not from the top down. The 1 and 2 percenters here, the elite class, no, they don't have our best interest in mind. Not a single one of them does. We need to rebuild this thing from the bottom, and it starts with returning purchasing power to the currency, return power to the people. Okay, at that point, that would require, of course, much higher rates than we have now. But what would that do? That would hit the stock market on an epic scale, drive equity prices down dramatically here, and that would interfere with part of the greatest wealth transfer effect the world has ever seen, right up to the 1 and 2 percenters. So we can't win here unless the people say enough. And when people hear a politician, a banker, whoever it might be, say, you know, we need a weaker dollar, we need lower rates here, they'll say, no, this is not what we need. But again, people don't have any idea happening to them or why.
Yeah, what you said makes perfect sense. And people are being handed this illusion that they have wealth because the stock market is propped up partially because of dollar devaluation. But I want you to answer this question. The AI infrastructure investment bubble, as I call it, I warned months ago that all these announcements of these data centers can't actually be built because you don't have enough transformers because they come out of China and you don't have enough gas turbines to power these systems. I said it months ago and it starts coming out now. Oh, the wait time is to 2030 or beyond. You don't have enough nuclear power. You simply don't have the infrastructure. And now countries like the UAE or Qatar that had, you know, announced big investments in data center, like investment agreements, they're going to declare force majeure. They're not going to fund that because they're, you know, because of what's happening in the Middle East. So how much of specifically the AI infrastructure investment bubble, how much longer does that have before reality hits?
Well, you know, look, for the market, you mean reality?
Yeah, the market for the stocks.
For the people, the reality is here already. Okay. And most people, like, you know, they hear about business investment, CapEx, whatever it may be, in XYZ, AI, anything else here. You know, I don't really know how people actually perceive it. I mean, I think all of this is perception management here.
Yeah.
In many, many ways, they'll tell people this and tell people that. And, you know, people can just go about their days without really having a clear understanding of what's happening or why. Now, with regard to the stock market and malinvestment, first of all, the whole system is so twisted. There's, yeah, there's nothing here. We are operating in a black hole, a debt-based system that must be fueled constantly with more debt, more currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates just to function at the level it has. So, you know, for the regular guy, the regular girl out there, man, I don't know what they think. I don't know. I mean, I could say this like from an investor standpoint. Look, man, there's going to probably be cash to be made somewhere here, there, or the other place. But in my particular situation I'm at now, I think the risk is too high to be putting any real cash to work here. And even though this market has made a miraculous rebound, trading on nothing but hope since this war, and now we got this new guy, Kevin Warsh, coming in here talking about, you know, reform for the Fed, and it's all going to turn out to be the same thing because they're not going to stop devaluing the currency, keeping rates artificially suppressed and inflating the debt. That's the mechanism that the elite class have in play for us right now. We all lose. So, you know, really, I don't know what people are thinking with regard to how they feel, the general population, about, again, CapEx investment in XYZ or anything else. I don't think it phases them at all. People are now, they're suffering. And I hate to see that. And we've been talking about this, people like you and me, a lot of people, for a very, very long time. And, you know, finally, maybe people are starting to come around. At least I hope they are.
Yeah.
And realize that it's coming down to, you know, look what's happened here to our nation here. You want to destroy a nation from within. The first thing you got to do is get the people divided and keep them there by some mechanism. That's how you weaken a nation. You bring a nation and its people to its knees. Then you throw out whatever you want here, float this out, float that out, and give people some kind of something to hang their hat onto. But the bottom line is, I think people are really starting to wake up, and this didn't turn out the way that no one thought it was going to be. And if they think it's going to stop now, I don't think, and no one knows this better than you, it's not. It's going to get much more extreme moving forward. So people need to think about, what does it mean for them? You know, you could turn on Fox Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, goes up and talk about this, that, and the other thing. It all amounts to nothing. Because all, what we do realize is the mechanism behind driving the market and whatever it may be is not going to stop until they're done creating a system here of dependency on an epic scale.
100%.
And people who have literally thrown their hands up in a state of surrender. And that's not what we do. See, people, some people that follow your work, and I'd like to believe the people that follow my work here, are able to see it. But most people, because they have disconnected themselves and they feel powerless. But the bottom line is, that's what they're doing by design, is make you people feel powerless, making them feel like, you know, I can't do anything. The bottom line is, we could turn this all around today if we had enough people to do it. We got to band together, all of us here. That's why I talk about unity and oneness here.
Yeah.
It all comes down to that. So, you know, with regard to the question you asked, I don't know how people think about it, man. Maybe you have a better perspective on it than me, because I really don't know.
Well, so I think you and I both agree that this is it's a controlled demolition of the current system to drive people into that state of desperation and dependence and centralized control. And that system, you know, there's also a siren song that's being played for people, which is, don't worry, you're all going to have a universal high income. They don't even call it a UBI anymore. Now they're saying universal high income, like, hey, the government is just going to print money and hand it to you because they love you so much. They want you to just consume. They want you to just exist and then collect Social Security and Medicare and so on. They want to keep you on the balance sheet. Of course, in the government offices, it's like, all these people are liabilities. You know, how do we make them die younger? You know, to save trillions of dollars, right? But what level of delusion does it take for people to think that the government loves them and wants to pay them to exist?
It's a high level, man. And it's this dependency thing. It's this slave system where they have removed people's ability to even think. It's a very confusing environment for people that's unfortunate. When you can cut through it all and you realize that none of this stuff is benefiting anyone, and we're losing across the board, we're not winning anything. And the only real answer is, man, to all of this is we need to say, that's it. You know, we need to take back the system for ourselves, but there's too few of us. I really had hoped, honestly, I've been around a long time, you know, so have you. I had hoped there would be more people like us and the people that follow our work that would say it. Now, look, I always tell people that it's the minority that rules. It's not the majority. Look, in a case of the entities, whatever they are, running this nation right now, and the entire world, it's all the same thing. And they're absolutely deconstructing the current system. All the rules for the new system are already there. All the wiring, however you want to talk about it, the laws, it's all there. It's just a matter of how they can get the people to suffer more so, and then beg for a solution. Okay, this is whatever it might be. You know, you're going to be happy with this, and that's it. There's a whole new set of banking rules coming in, which I just did a paper on this morning. Surveillance. I mean, they already have, obviously, you know your customer here, and anti-money laundering rules, but they're taking this to the next level. Banks are going to be surveilling people in a way that I don't think people are ready for. It's all about control. It's all about maneuvering and robbing people of their freedoms and liberties to such a degree that they have literally surrendered. And I see this more and more every day, especially of late. I've been interacting with people that I haven't been interacting with for a while. I mean, face to face stuff, and they're all in la la land, man. They don't get it. They don't get it. And they do complain that, wow, man, you know, this is costing this and this is costing that. I can't believe this. Why can't you believe it? Did you expect things to be different? Honestly, did you really, really feel like purchasing power is going to be returned to the currency? We were going to start cutting debt here. No, I mean, but people did believe that. I mean, it's just kind of a phenomenon that has been going on now for quite a long time, that the Federal Reserve is going to end and the debt's going to be just, you know, just all of a sudden just vanish. And, you know, but no. The mechanism is very, very simple. It's a pressure mechanism on the people, but it's not even about the markets or about, you know, It's about what they have in store for us, because we're going to end up in, again, look, man, people are fixated on the stock market because that's where they want people to look. Look at the Dow. Look at the S&P. Look at the NASDAQ, right. You know, whatever it might be. The real issue is the debt market. And we just got a very incredible truth right out of the man himself. And I'm talking about Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, the largest bank on the planet by assets, who said, yeah, we are going to face a credit event. And, you know, man, wow, I almost fell out of my chair. Because when you hear that coming out of the mouth, this just came out of his mouth, was this week, you know, trying to say this is exactly what I've been trying to warn people about, is, again, it's a lockup of the system. This is what was going on in 08. That's where they rushed Bernanke in before 11 caring representatives at that point. You know all this. And, you know, if we didn't, he said, if we don't start pumping cash into the system, we won't have an economy. He didn't say a market. The market, the Dow had already fallen by 50% at that point. But it's not about a crash. It's about the flow of credit through the system. And everything right now is pointing to that direction. What are they doing? They're consistently devaluing the currency, which are units of debt. We work for this stuff. We work for the privilege to borrow the currency into existence. We don't own it. It's owed back to the issuing central bank plus interest. They created nothing. Who created that kind of a system? Must have been some kind of mastermind. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Now they're looking to control all the rails with regard to that. They're going to be putting us onto a stable coin. I call it the company store model system, which Trump signed into law in July. The Genius Act, the greatest act of bait and switch genius in the history of God's world. People should have been in revolt at that point, but no, nothing happened, of course, because, again, people are dumbed down. They have no idea what's happening and or why. And this is where they can get away with whatever they want to do right now. Wars, more war, death, pain, suffering, come up with any reason, a 50-year-old reason, that they dust it off to tell us that this is what we needed to know, because, you know, for 50 years now, we've been hearing that Iran is 2 weeks away from a nuke, but now is the right time. And now we're facing this global energy problem. And what's happening? The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves is being sold off to the highest bidder right now. People don't even know it. People do not realize. I did a whole paper on this just recently too. The United States is literally shipping barrels around the world to foreign nations that are now facing energy shock and economic shock. This is, you know, right now, our strategic petroleum reserves are down 56% right now. It never was filled back to 100%, as Trump said he was going to do. So now we're selling off our own oil, not adding to our own reserves. Meanwhile, we have a war that's completely unresolved, of course. We have a straight under the control still of Iran. What are we at, 9-10 weeks of war now? We have not fulfilled one core objective with regard to the war, and it's an incredible thing to witness. But I don't think this surprises anyone that follows our work. They're not going to stop. And especially with regard to war, the build up to war, this creates a greater need for more borrowed dollars than any other human endeavor on the planet, because the system is illiquid. The system is running out of liquidity. In other words, even though the world appears to be overrun with debt, there's not enough of it. There's not enough of it to keep the system functioning. The debt-based system demands that more debt be pulled into the system in greater and greater amounts exponentially. It can't stop. So That's the mechanism. That's where people don't have any idea. That's how the debt-based fiat system works at its core. It cannot function another way. So expect anything to keep pulling liquidity or fake liquidity in the form of dollars or currency into the system. And as far as the eye can see, and that means what? That means the purchasing power of the currency, the dollar in this case, gets sucked dry faster. The debt inflates. What does that do? And then along with that, artificially suppressed rates that causes the stock market to trade on higher multiples. So you can get people like Bondi saying Dow 50,000, well, the economy is in absolute free fall. And then we're getting all this kind of propaganda, which we all said was going to happen. We all knew it from the media outlets. You know, look here, don't look over there. They prey on people reading headlines and not reading the articles themselves. Because in the article themselves, 90% of the times is the truth. People don't read it. It's amazing, man. I'm sorry
to interrupt. I just want to apologize. I'm a little bit distracted on this side because there's some hail rolling in right now, and there's some stuff happening here at the studio. But I heard everything you said, and there's a burning question I have for you here, which is, you mentioned specifically all the banking surveillance and the financial surveillance that's kicking in, and even when the establishment is pushing you know, Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin has been just increasingly taken over by the establishment, far from the, you know, Satoshi vision. But isn't it true that throughout history, these kinds of this kind of surveillance is a preparation for capital controls, because they know that Americans are, when they wake up, they're going to try to flee the dollar or flee the market, and they want to close all the exits before that day comes.
100%. It's even bigger than that, but absolutely. The whole thing is about the extortion of control out of people until they say enough here, of course. You know, and it's an amazing thing to watch people. Again, the more people are forced to suffer, try to make ends meet in this kind of environment, the more people are going to be willing to surrender to it instead of saying no enough. You know what the bottom line is? People don't understand how the system functions at all whatsoever. And it's really not a hard thing to understand if people just realize that that base system, first of all, man, we could just go back to, let's say, for example, cash. Okay, talking about things like cash. Cash is sovereign. In other words, I want to give you $5 and I don't have to tell anybody about it, or $10, $100, right? The new system is not going to allow any of it. Absolute control from every single angle. And then, I mean, the banks themselves are going to be able to throttle people's accounts however they want. Okay, well, you know, we believe you're even if you can't prove it. Okay, by the time you prove it, you won't have access to your cash anyway. They're going to shut people down. That's what all these new rules coming in. These were proposed just a few weeks ago. I just did a piece. It's on my Substack, and I went over and asked people, you know, is this what you want? And it's all being done in quiet, just like how the United States is now selling off its own oil. First of all, look, let me say this. The United States does create oil, no doubt about it. And people will say, well, you know, Greg, you know, the United States does create its own oil and we don't need it and we don't need anybody else's oil. But the bottom line is we now have a crisis situation, a multiple crisis situation this year, this war. When's it going to end? We've been told we were one on day one. That didn't work out so well. And now Trump is trying to build a coalition, which didn't work before, to open up the strait. But the strait was under full U.S. control. That was another statement he made like 2 weeks ago as well. Obviously, these are all just propaganda, a perception management thing for people who have no idea what's really going on here. They've all been sold a lie. And very few people, at least, well, more than a few people have bought it. But the people in the know who have at least one functioning brain cell get it. Yeah, but bottom line is absolutely the setup is easy to see. The new system, it's all there. You know, we're going back to or going into a system of maximum control, a system of a whole new set of rules, a whole new paradigm. And it's going to get really, really bad again when the credit event hits. And the credit event is that without another mechanism to pull more cash into the system, maybe just lock up the flow of credit. The world economy is dependent on the flow of credit debt through it. Right. That is what was locking up. Last time, the financial crisis of Ben Bernanke went to Washington and did his little spiel over there. But that's what was – and we got another warning from Hank Paulson, who lived through it. And he was the one who warned before Jamie Dimon about a credit event. Then we got Jamie Dimon. It's going to happen. What that means is, for people who have no idea, is all transactions stop. Zero. You try to use your debit card, doesn't work. You try to go to your bank, zeros across the board. It's over. There's nothing. There will be absolute pandemonium in the streets, and they're going to bring that about to elicit and rob people of more freedoms and liberties, to elicit more control. How people can't see this happening, I just don't know.
Yeah, you and I, yeah, we sometimes it feels like we're talking to a brick wall, but then again, the people who follow your work and my work, they're very well informed and they tend to be very well prepared. And I, as we're wrapping up this segment of the interview, I want to give out your website, traderschoice.net. Encourage people to go there and check it out. But also, you mentioned your Substack. What's your Substack address there?
I guess it's just Gregory Mannarino's Substack. This is where I put most of my work these days. And if people, you know, I offer anyone a free subscription if they can't afford it. Otherwise, I do charge $40 a year. But with that $40 a year, we support charity events all over the country. We're supporting no less than 15 right now. I have cash put aside to fund other things as well. And I believe in that. You got to pay it forward, man. That's the only way to make it work in life. And then, of course, with that $40 a year, you get an invitation to a year-end Lions event for you, for that person, of course, and a guest. And you're invited, of course. I hope you come down. Maybe you want to talk. right over here down here in Bradenton. I'd love to have you as a guest speaker if you're interested in doing that. This is going to be in November. I got it booked already. So yeah, man. So a lot included with that $40. And I hope, again, if people can't afford the $40, that's fine. Reach out to me on Substack. I'll give you a free subscription as well. But yeah. I'm trying to build something over there like you are, man. We're working together to build something. It's about people coming together and realizing what's happening to them. It really is. Look, man, they want us divided. They don't want us to think about each other. All they want is at each other's throats constantly. And that's why, again, the selection of Donald Trump. Okay, I'm going to say it straight out. Why this worked out. He's protecting the Epstein class. And they're protecting him. And they're the ones that are kind of controlling everything right now. It's unfortunate.
Yep.
And, look, man, it's too obvious how this is happening, what's going on. And I'm sitting here preaching to the choir and probably all your people shaking their heads. They see it. But we got to get more people. Whoever's listening to this, share the work. Get it out there. It's too important for people just to let this go in one ear and out the other.
All right.
That's it, man. That's kind of where I see it.
Gregory, stand by then. This is the wrap up of part one of our interview. And then in part two, I want to ask you about practical solutions. There's still a time window for people to make better decisions about their assets, and you've offered a lot of analysis on that. I'm not telling you to be a financial advisor for anybody, but we're going to cover that in part two. So, folks, this has been an interview with Gregory Mannarino here on brightvideos.com. If you haven't seen part two, that's also going to be at brightvideos.com. But be sure to check out Gregory's website, traderschoice.net, and his Substack, like I mentioned earlier. So thank you for watching, and be sure to check out part two. I'm Mike Adams here for brightvideos.com. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games, otherwise I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them, because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise, I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.